Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Brian Lombardi, who is a senior consultant with a company called the Abrazo Group. Brian, for 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be the best. But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Brian, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. Just a little bit about me. Been doing this type of work, learning and development, training and development, for a little over 20 years. Abrazo Group, we are very similar in that we offer a lot of human resources related consulting. You focus just on training and development. That's what I do for Abrazo Group, but hiring specifically in the tech field is our focus. So I happen to work with a technology implementation right now, but that's what we do. So related specifically to your question, Paul, I want to make an analogy, and everyone who's ever worked in a manufacturing environment, engineering laboratory, will appreciate this. But the question often is asked, who is responsible for safety in our organization? And the short, correct answer is, you are, I am, we all are, collectively together. Now, how often is that the mentality around learning, around development of our people, around engagement? Now, to me, the best, and I believe the only way to truly grow a business is to grow its people. So I'd like to share with you a brief example of something I personally witnessed, and then I'll outline four key steps that grew out of this. But early in my career, I watched this phenomenon come alive. Specifically, I was engaged with a major defense contractor as a consultant. And initially, that safety is everyone's responsibility. That was their core. They lived it, they breathed it. And to this point, they started taking the same approach to leadership, to development of their employees. They established a strategic plan that included a core set of values and behaviors, but it wasn't written by executive leadership. Their process actually allowed input, even direct involvement from the manufacturing floor, from union leadership, all of the above. Long story short, they ended up with a core set of values and behaviors that supported their mission and their vision and their yearly goals. And they made it come to life. They measured performance against what they had agreed upon collectively. This is what we believe in. So core to these behaviors, engagement, empowering employees, developing and growing our employees. The entire point was that development, empowerment, et cetera, was a central part of who they are. And if you ask them, who's responsible for development around here? You are, I am, all of us collectively with and for each other. Out of that, let me share kind of four key steps I adopted since then. I strive for these. I work with these with clients. But the four key steps up front, number one, clearly define your expectations collectively. But what are our expectations? What do we believe in? What are our values and behaviors? Whatever you call them. The key is you collectively define them, agree upon them. This is who we are. This is what we do. And this is what we expect. Include as many people as possible as you can throughout that process that you're writing it. Don't write it behind closed doors. Don't write it as an individual, because then it's the antithesis of what you're trying to accomplish. That's number one. Number two, build your internal employment processes around these expectations. Hiring, just as important as anything you're going to do in a business, but do the new individuals we're bringing in fit the mold that we have created? Performance reviews, talent assessments, promotions, succession planning. Leaders are evaluated based on how well they fit this set of standards that we have agreed upon. How well do they practice that? Then number three, regularly and frequently engage all team members. Whatever the size, whatever the scope of your organization is, you've got a regular cadence of hearing from the front line. So engagement surveys, we've heard the largest firms around the world sometimes do this, and many really successful ones do this, but the key is that it's consistent. Engagement surveys, if you ask 100 questions, you're probably asking 97 questions too many. Make it short, make it sweet, make it quick, because then you also can have a regular cadence, a little easier to do that. It could be town halls. It could be walking the floor, the old traditional manage by walking around. Harder to do in this environment, but still just as critical. but you've got to hear from everyone. And then fourth, and this is the most important part, follow up and follow through. Mm-hmm. What did you hear and what are you going to do about it? What are you doing with this information that you just collected? You're going to follow up. That's the most important. Identify one to three key things. It could be small, but even the smallest thing done in a clunky way is way more important than delay, is way more important than formalities and conversations. And then you start the survey over again. I don't think this is Pollyannish. I actually think this is quite hard because not everybody does it. Things break down when we get too busy or we literally forget to follow through. It gets stuck in, well, I'm going to do this on my own or I'm going to take care of things. But really, it's those four key things that I wanted to be able to share. Those are the key aspects that I've been trying to follow ever since.
Brian, absolutely love those. Really clear and concise. I love that flow of the four. And I do see the interconnectivity between all of those. Really makes a lot of sense. I can really see the practical application of that. I like the inference as well, the fact that we're always striving for that. You're never done. You know, you're never done on this stuff. If I can just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Brian, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Brian,
thank you, Paul. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.